Time now for this week's edition of Work Stories. This month we're talking with nurses. Jason Bradley has been a nurse for 6 years. He's originally from Tennessee, but he moved to Yuma to be a mental health therapist. He later moved to Flagstaff and went back to school to become a nurse. Now in Yuma again, he currently works part-time as an intensive care unit nurse at Yuma Regional Medical Center and full-time as a nursing instructor at Northern Arizona University.
So this particular woman that I worked with was a woman in her early 70s, a little younger than my personal grandmother, but reminded me a lot of my grandmother. She was an educator, and she had a lot of issues with breathing, and we couldn't figure out what was going on. So for 2 days, I worked with her on improving her breathing and maintaining her oxygen level, laying flat for long enough to receive this important diagnostic test so we could really do our best to find out what was going on with her. And so we went and had the test. She tolerated it okay, came back pretty stressed out, having some difficulty breathing. A bit of a panic overtook her, and she looks at me, and you know, in school, you know, someone would say this to you and you think it would never happen, but she looked at me and she said, "Am I going to die?" And I looked at her and I said, "You know, I don't know. I can't tell you yes or no, but what I can tell you is that we're going to do everything in our power to help you." It was probably within 30 minutes or so we got the test results back, and the test results showed a significant problem that we needed to intervene with immediately. And unfortunately, during the procedure, she ended up going into cardiac arrest and respiratory failure. Unfortunately, you know, we worked on her for a good 40 to 45 minutes, brought her husband in the room, and she did die. In that particular case, the most difficult aspect of all of that for me is she had a son who was just a couple of years older than me, and he was en route from Alaska to come and see his mom, and he didn't make it here in time. But that's part of being a nurse, taking those situations and reflecting upon them and, you know, venting, you know, letting that out. You can't keep those emotions inside because if so, you're going to burn out quickly and need a change of workplace.
That is Jason Bradley, a 6-year veteran of the nursing profession. You can hear more nurse stories as part of our Work Stories series next week on Arizona Edition.